grave. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shades.
Jones arose at dawn and put his hunting breeches on, then looked up at his shotgun on the wall. He made his mind up then and there to bag himself there at shooting. He had plenty on the ball. He milked the cow and fed the hog, then kissed his wife, called the dog, picked up his gun and started on his quest. He crossed the creek and hit the trees, threw back his head and sniffed the breeze, let out a yell and pounded on his chest.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
He hunted all the morning through, but not a bear came into view while Elmer's thoughts were on the kitchen range. For he was sick as he could be of lamb and chicken fricassee and craved a mess of bear meat for a change. Poor Elmer's mind was in a fog. He paused and sat down on a log to get his faculties back in the groove. He heard a noise, and standing there before him was a grizzly bear, and figured it was time he made his move.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
He grabbed his gun and turned around, but Mr. Bear just stood his ground, and Elmer said, it's either me or thou. The gun refused to go, and so he knew that somebody had to go, and said, farewell, I'm leaving as of now. Elmer's shoulders sprouted wings, his feet developed inner springs. To linger longer, he was disinclined. He ran so fast through muck and mire, his ankles set his socks afire. Still that bear kept coming on behind.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
A deer with antler 8 feet wide got in the way of Elmer's stride as both of them went heading for the brush. Elmer said, now listen, son, if that's the fastest you can run, move over, because I'm really in a rush. The bear was gaining inch by inch and finally reached out for the clinch as Elmer saw the fence around his place. He leaped the fence and landed hard, jumped 60 feet across the yard and slammed the kitchen door in Bruin's face.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
The bear was trying to get inside while Elmer sought a place to hide, and Mrs. Jones began to pull her hair. She said, this fuss has got to stop. Why don't you let that matter drop? And Elmer said, honey, you go tell that to the bear. And Elmer's wife said, listen, goon, how come you think you're Daniel Boone, whose appetite on bear meat used to thrive? He said, I'm sure that you're aware that Daniel always killed his bear, but honey, I done brought this baby home alive.
Here comes Elmer. Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer. Run, bear, run.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you commentary and important updates on current events, as well as information on guns, training, preparedness, and other liberty-related issues. Let's get started. RAT, right now. All right, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. Let me turn this down, way down. Okay, hopefully that's a little bit better. We've got, let me try that right there. That, all right, hopefully that's a little better. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. Sorry I'm late. It's the 3rd of July. Tomorrow is Independence Day. I go through this every year. It is not the 4th of July. It is Independence Day. The 4th of July is a date. It falls directly between the 3rd and the 5th of July. It means nothing other than another day of July has gone by. For the same reason that we don't call Christmas the 25th of December, we don't call Independence Day the 4th of July. So if I ask people how you tell people that, you know, remember what this holiday is for, and then say 4th of July. So which is it? Are we going to remember what it's for, or are we going to diminish it by calling it 4th of July? If we're going to remember what it's for, it's Independence Day. That's what it is. So every year, go through the same thing. Well, I don't, it doesn't make me angry. It just kind of disappoints me a little bit that people, some people, don't think as much of Independence Day as they do so many other holidays. You know. Of course, not too many of them fall on, we have New Year's Day. It's not the 1st of January. I mean, it is the 1st of January, but that's not what we call it. And Christmas and some others that have hard dates like that. So, anyway, I hear that I went to the bank today. I bank with Chase. And I got there, and there was like 5 people working. And one of them was standing at the door telling you, we ain't nothing here for you. Nothing works. ATMs don't work. Our computers don't work. We can't see your accounts. You can't draw any money. We can't give you any money. We can't see anything, do anything, tell you anything, or receive anything, or send anything. Everything is down. And that it was nationwide, they said. There's not a bank in the country, a Chase Bank, that wasn't down. A little bit odd, I think, for something the size of Chase to be down. Now, and it's still, or at least as of an hour ago, it was still down. Couldn't get on it with the online stuff. And Amy was saying, and I think she got it through the chat room here, that Verizon and AT&T was also down. Now, apparently they weren't down nationwide because I'm on Verizon and it still works just fine. But that's not to say that there weren't some large areas elsewhere that may have been down. So that I don't know. So as a matter of fact, I don't remember right off the top of my head what that website is. Maybe somebody remembers and maybe somebody will go there and see. What was it?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, stop. Don't talk anymore. Thank you. What was that website I put in the chat room the other day, and we were looking at Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and everybody else to look at those outages. So maybe somebody could look that up and throw it in the chat room, and we'll check it out. As a matter of fact, Minnie Minpin in all of her glory and awesomeness just did just that. Put the outage map up here, downdetector.com. That's exactly what I was looking for. So let's take a look at this map real quick and see what it looks like. My internet appears to be it's okay. Now, the funny thing is that the people at the bank said they had no idea what caused it, and they also could not see anything about it being down, but it was down, and through phone conversations found out that it was down everywhere. So if I look at this map that Minnie so graciously put up there, it looks not too dissimilar from what the Verizon deal did the other day. The all of Eastern Washington down into Portland, you know, the very, very tippy northwest corner of Oregon, and most of Southern California, most of, you know, two-thirds of Arizona, middle California, some smaller outages, Idaho, Utah, New Mexico, Minnesota, Southern Texas, North Texas, pretty large part of it out. Pretty good part of Florida, all of the far eastern Pennsylvania and a couple of those little states right there, and then up around the Great Lakes area. So pretty good size bit of it out there. And the Yakima Glock says Chase online banking is working now. It wasn't just when I had to dash into town a little while ago. So, and the Verizon map, awesome. Mini just put that up. 3rd of July problems. Verizon having issues since 8:46 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But I don't see a map here. It was going along pretty good until 6:30 or so, and then there was 108 reports. There's the live map right there. Let's check that out and see what's going on there. Thank you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I'll fix that. I'm sorry. I just got in trouble for not fixing my steps out there. But my awesome wife just brought me some dinner that I haven't had for, like, all day. So, and the Verizon map is a little slow coming up. So, anyway, it's curious to me that this would be happening in such a large amount. Again, Chase, Verizon, AT&T. And maybe more than that. I don't know. This is just what we're seeing right now. Okay, the Verizon map is coming up. And not too bad. A little bit in a lot of yellow there. But the East Coast, about half of the country, about from the Mississippi River east, is all red. And there's, let's see. That just changed just a little bit. There's some pink areas. Phoenix area, Seattle, mid-Florida, North Texas, but the New England and some of the Midwest there, Indiana, Illinois just changed again. Anyway, all right, well, let's get off of that and let's see what we can do. Hang on, this thing is really going crazy here. Let's see what's happening. So I don't know what the deal is supposed to be here, but it looks pretty significant. And now it all disappeared. So, I don't know. So let's go back here. Let me check the chat room. 11 people in the chat room. So, and I know it's affecting some that were on their phones and were not able to get in. We got some phone calls on that, and Amy got a couple of messages from people. So that's where some of our chat room is tonight. Yeah, the maps are very slow coming up, Minnie. I don't know, so I'm glad it's not just me. So, all right, let me check here. My Verizon so far is doing okay. So let's see if we can continue. We did have a couple things. This is funny. I laughed out loud when I was sitting there and there was people, a friend of mine, and Amy was having trying to hold an intelligent conversation, and I was listening to them, and all of a sudden I just busted out laughing. And this is funny. FBI agent, apparently in the Chicago area, he went out, jumped out of it for just a minute, 32 years old, got out for just a minute to run in the store and grab something or whatever. Just enough time for some enterprising individual to take his government-issued car, along with two government-issued Glocks, one government-issued M4, a government-issued FBI bulletproof vest, and other government-issued tactical gear. And so far as this report goes, let's see, the FBI have been working together to reduce gun violence. Their efforts have been credited. No, they haven't found it yet. So there you go. That is funny. When you have guns in the car, most especially government-issued guns, then one should be cautious.
Is Iowa Cat with us tonight? Let me check here. Who all is in the chat room? Iowa Cat is not with us tonight. That's too bad. There's Zardos. Glad to see him. Matty Buck. High Plains Drifter is in. I see you got past your problems there. Good to see you. Another one of my friends. Doesn't live too terribly far from me. Glad you made it.
So, I was hoping Iowa Cat would be in tonight because Iowa has some good news in the form of pro-Second Amendment stuff that just took place day before yesterday. It's the largest pro-Second Amendment bill in the history of Iowa legislature has passed. It was into effect on the first, went into effect on the first. And let me get down here a little ways. I'm not going to read the whole story, but let me tell you some of the things that has, will you stop? Jeez, oh Pete, quit already. Okay. Neat things Iowa's doing here. This is good.
Doc, I think that's not who you think it is. High Plains Drifter is not who the Clint that you think it is, I think. But anyway.
Let's see. Division 1 legalizes short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns, removes both from Iowa's list of offensive weapons. Division 2, going armed with intent. This is a good one. I love this. Makes it so that lawfully carrying a firearm does not imply intent to harm another person. Now, there's places like, I don't know if it's still that way, but places like Oregon, particularly around Portland, they can't actually cite you, or could, for inciting a riot or, you know, various other things just because somebody saw the gun and was offended by it, scared, big sissies. Division 2, duty to carry a permit. Under Iowa law, citizens with a permit to carry weapons shall have their permit in their immediate possession. Failure to do so is a misdemeanor. So, okay, that one's not so great. Although it may have appeased some of the snowflakes up there that, most places that issue permits, unless they're a constitutional carry state like Arizona, most places mandate that you carry your license if you're carrying concealed. That's why they give you the license. So that's not that big a deal. Division 3, hunter safety courses that include a handgun safety training program will be accepted as valid training needed to qualify for a permit to carry. That's a good one. Since they're not a constitutional carry state. Division 3, also, firearm safety training is no longer needed for permit renewals, only for your initial permit to carry an application. You know, that's something that always ticked me off about New Mexico. We've already qualified. You know we know how to shoot a gun. Why do we have to do it again in 2 years? Makes no sense to me. Also, Division 3, permits for military personnel and veterans, effective July 1st. A military veteran's DD-214 is now acceptable for proof of training for permit renewals in addition to initial permit to carry applications. So that's a good one. And that's, you can do that here in Arizona also. So pretty nice changes there. I like it. Good thing for Iowa there. Obviously, since we wound up getting started a little bit late, I am going to run over a little bit and run a little late. Probably only going to go an hour, though. I have a lot to do tonight before I take off. I've got some work to do tomorrow on Independence Day till noon or so. So we've got a lot to do after I get done here. So sorry about that. Another gun-related thing. This one is not. This is not a pretty picture. And this guy, I can assure you, I don't know him. Haven't talked to him on the phone or anything yet, but I can pretty much guarantee that he wishes he hadn't have done this. Actually, this is not the first time this has happened either. Well, the other time, the guy was sticking his gun down in his pants and did the same thing. Well, this guy had one of the gun, loaded gun, cocked, ready to go, laying in the seat of his car, and somehow or another, he sat on it, and, well, let's just say that now his nickname is Stubby, okay, and we'll just let it go with that. He, didn't turn out well for him. He suffers from the same affliction that that Bobbitt character did. So you can put that together, I think. Yeah. All right. How much more gun stuff we got here? Now, here's a good one. This is out of Milwaukee. Unbelievable. I used to try to get along, and I said, you know, the liberals, they just need educated. I had a guy tell me that just yesterday. So, well, you just need to, you know, to be patient with them and educate. Damn that. I was patient with them, tried to educate them for 20-some-odd years. And I'm done. I'm over it. I have no intention of wasting time. But now, if they show some interest and act like they might want to come over, yes, I will drop everything and do my best to educate them. If they don't, I will not waste one nanosecond on them. And it's just for people like this moron, this idiotic police chief out of Milwaukee. Police Chief Flynn is his name. I can't even see how... I don't understand this even a little bit. You know, sometimes I can understand their point, kind of see why they're going that way. But on this one, I see no reason why this guy even made this statement. He seriously made this statement. He's talking about concealed carry law. He said it's an irresponsible law passed by irresponsible legislator. He spelled legislator wrong. It's who are more interested in ideological points, and I'd sure as hell like some more community outrage about that, because that's what's driving the violence in this city, and too many public officials are silent on it. This is something that he wrote called an irresponsible law, and he can't even spell. He spelled legislatures. Irresponsible, anyway. Chief Flynn says concealed carry law contributes to violence. That's his. And the reason this is so astounding to me is because it don't. It is because there's not a single instance, there's not a city, state, or county. That's not to say that there hasn't been a time or two that a concealed carry holder has broken the law. Shot somebody, robbed a place, maybe. But it is so freaking rare, so amazingly scarce item here that it does not justify any discussion about it whatsoever. As a matter of fact, and you guys know this, I'm preaching to the choir, but it's nothing has changed. Every place that these carry permits have been allowed, especially the shall issue states, and even more so the constitutional carry states, we talked about that the other day. Crime, violent crime, has gone down pretty significantly in all of them. In no case, this is according to the FBI, this is according to the Bureau, to the Justice Department. In no case has crime gone up in these places, in these cities, towns, and cities, counties, and states, where they have either shall issue or constitutional carry. Now, in the May issue states like California and Massachusetts, I think Massachusetts anyway, where the May issue states, there are still several of them, Hawaii, that, you know, maybe it has, maybe it stayed steady. There seems to be no significant change either way, up or down. It's been that way forever because they've never changed their concealed carry law. However, every single place in the country that has upgraded their carry law to shall issue or constitutional carry, crime has gone down without exception. Not to say that there may not be a little bobble here and there. I understand that. It's not that it's dropped through the floor. It bounces a little bit once in a while. But on the average, the overall average, no place has it gone up. And that just makes this police chief look more retarded to do that, to say such a thing. Why would you not look up? This is a public official, so to speak. He's officially stupid, but he's a public official anyway. Why would you not get on the internet? How easy is it nowadays to get on the internet and spend 2.5 minutes? You know how much information you can see on today's modern internet in 2.5 minutes if it's running correctly? Man, you can find out how to build an atomic weapon. You can find out how to build a bridge, build a house, overhaul a car engine, brand a horse, whatever. So how hard would it be to take just a couple of minutes and look and see, am I going to say something stupid? Am I going to put my foot in my mouth and look like a moron to the entire country? Maybe I better check this out. No, I think I'll just make something up and throw it out there and see if it sticks. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me.
Never mind. I can't even talk about it. All right, now that I am adequately pissed, in case you hadn't noticed, I think what I'm going to do is take a little break here and eat my quick dinner that my lovely wife brought me, and then I'll be back. Why do I keep hearing, why are we hearing music here? Hang on a minute. Let me find out where this is coming from. Ah, there it is. It's coming from the Verizon map. And you guys can't hear that, but I can hear it. So I'm going to unhear it right now and just make that one go away. Okay, there we go. All right, let's get back to it here. And let's see here. How about we throw something up here? I think I'll throw this up there for right now. Sorry I didn't have all this ready for you already, but like always, I just come blasting in here, and sometimes I tell Amy, would you run, turn my computer on, get on the chat and tell everybody that I'll be there in just a minute. And that's what happened again tonight. So, all right, with all that being said,
I'll be back.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass, and the cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air. Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. And some guy on the phone says, I'll be home soon, dear. Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue. The semis are passing on the highway outside. The 4:30 crowd is about to rise. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here. Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't get in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud. But there's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
The number of people looking to buy firearms is up nearly 50% compared to 2007, according to the FBI.
In the month of November, our gun sales were probably comfortably 250% of what an average month is.
All in favor of losing your rights? Please do nothing.
This rally is not about guns. But what these guns that everybody's going to wear represent is the true badge of a free man. That he can bear arms in defense of himself without permission from anyone. And that's what these arms represent.
Gun laws in the U.S. vary by state, and the amount of regulation is a hot-button political issue.
Can't take me.
You have associated two U.S. senators and associating them or comparing them to terrorists. I said, well, they are.
Can't take me.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You can't take me.
Walk with me, world, it's a skip-a-dee-doo-la-day. I'm the happiest far away from the bear. Just one more minute, that's why we moved. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip-a-dee-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making film for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. There once was a time when I could not imagine how it would feel to say I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Now shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world, it's a
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Oh, that's like that, Haji.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. Alright, well, I almost got finished. Anyway, let me get cleared up here. Alright, High Plains Drifter. The you gotta understand who Doc is there. Doc couldn't say anything serious if his life depended on it. Unless he's talking about guns, then he can get serious. It's just that he don't real often. So don't take anything Doc says too seriously. Doc's gonna try. We've been trying to get a show going here for the last 2 months with Doc and I talking about some obsolete 9mm stuff. I don't know if that's ever going to happen or not, but we keep trying anyway. Anyway, all right, let me get back over here and there was a two incidents that happened today. One of them has been cleared as an accident, but the last one came in about about 4 or 5 hours ago. This was a shooting that happened in, I don't know how you say this, it looks like Toulouse, France. I guess that. Anyway, man and woman in Arab dress dismounted a motorbike, firing into the crowd. At the time that this came in, one dead, several injured. I don't know if that's made mainstream news yet, but it will. If Yakima Glock, that's good. I like the way you said that right there. High Plains Drifter, there, everybody in our chat room, there is some damn sure some good people here, every one of them. We know we run a pretty tight ship here. We don't allow people to get out of hand, but you got to understand that everybody kids and kids a lot on this during this show especially. And so take it all with a grain of salt. If you feel like they may have said something against you or may offend you, be sure and double check the context of what they said, because there we don't allow people here to get too carried away. So there's we got a pretty good bunch of folks here. Kind of slim pickings tonight. I don't know why. Well, probably because I was late. And the other reason, because there's such a tremendous outage of some of the cell providers, and a lot of the people listen to the show and get on the chat room through their cell phone because of their either because of their Wi-Fi or their location or whatever the case may be. So thank you, Doc. That's what it looks like here, too loose. So anyway, we usually have a few more than what's on there tonight. However, the overwhelming majority of our listeners are on by do it via the podcast. Anyway, I'm going to try to get those podcasts caught up tomorrow. I'll have a little bit of time tomorrow. Probably won't get to it tonight, but anyway. Okay, let's move on here. We've still got a little bit of time before we... Let's see. The High Plains Drifter. What was it about Logan Airport? Is that the airport? Let's see. There was an airport. Oh, you're talking about the one. Yeah, that was the one in Boston. Yeah, that was the driver was in custody. 10 people injured. That turned out to be reportedly an accident occurred at a taxi staging area right outside of Logan Airport. So, as it stands right now, it was an accident. That's subject to change. There was, let's see, also, what was this one? In New York City, there was a place there. There was an evacuation, a halt of all the train services at WTC in New York City following discovery of a suspicious package. Now, we don't have any further news on that one, so I don't know what's going on with that one, if anything. All right, let's... last one we did was on that idiotic police chief. You know, this is a good topic here, and we've talked about it a few times. And obviously, we can't second guess this story. We can't be a keyboard quarterback here and say what happened. But I will say that this illustrates the tremendous need for weapon retention training and holding on to that gun. That doesn't mean that you'll always be able to hold on to it. You know, things happen sometimes, and then I can't say what happened to this young police officer. He got in an altercation with somebody. Obviously, they overpowered him or whatever the case was. They managed to get a hold of his weapon and shot him in the face. Unprovoked attack. The guy just walked up, made contact with this guy, and he just immediately attacked him. Nothing. I mean, no warning, no provocation, no reason for this to happen at all. So, there's no reason to. He fired two shots, and one of them hit the deputy in the face. He did live. He was The bad guy was taken into custody pretty shortly. Someone called 911 while this was going on. They got a helicopter there. They found out the building that he ran into, and they captured him in short order. The cop is a live 4-year veteran of the force, but he's obviously has some very bad things going on with his face there. He was alert and texting people and stuff, but he had some major facial injuries, according to the Sacramento Bee, and said he's going to be in the hospital here for several more days and require at least one more surgery. So the subject of the story here, though, other than the cop getting shot by some punk, This is what I tell people constantly, all the time, about open carry. Folks, if you want to open carry, your mindset has to change. You cannot just walk around with your head in the clouds, not paying attention to Whistling Dixie and just doing your thing and not paying attention to every single living organism around you and paying attention to that gun 100% of the time. I don't mean most of the time. I don't mean just when people are a certain distance from you. I mean every moment that you're wearing that gun. To a certain degree, you still do when you're carrying concealed also, but when you're carrying openly, how you carry packages, how you buy stuff when you're how you reach for your wallet, where you what you do when you're standing in line, how you turn, which hand do you reach for stuff on the shelves at the grocery store? I mean, so many things. You go on and on and on, but it has to change, ladles and jelly spoons. You can't just strap on that gun because you feel that you're making a public statement or that you want to be, a political statement, that you want to be tough, you want to be cool. If you're going to carry openly, you have to be a changed person. You just cannot put the gun on. And I have seen so many people, the overwhelming majority of people carrying openly, as I watch them, I always watch them as they're walking around. Most of them have pretty much forgotten that it's on there. Most of them, half or better, have silly little nylon holsters with Velcro retainers and stuff on them. Just cheap junk, just so they can say they're carrying a gun. It's just simply not as cool to carry that gun where no one can see it. If you want to be cool, you have to carry openly. If you want to be smart, you need to carry concealed. Now, I do both.
High Plains Drifter, I remember that, with Officer Reed, yep. Remember that one.
Living in Sholo, or living in this part of Arizona, I do carry openly most of the time. However, it has become second nature to me to protect that gun when I'm around people. There's times when I will not carry openly. I will not carry openly to a movie theater. I will not carry openly around large crowds of people. I just won't. It's just not a good idea. I don't carry openly in towns or cities, counties with questionable carry laws and what they, and how they react to people. I'm not going to invite a takedown or a bust or whatever you want to call it. I'm just not. But in my comfort area here where I live, and actually most of Arizona, with the exception of, like I said, you know, you get the crowds of people in movie theaters and stuff, I will not carry openly. I carry openly more often than not because of how I work and what I do and where I go and all that. It's a little bit different. As I think more, excuse me, didn't mean to do that in your ear. As I get around certain people, the Yakima Glock, yeah, I'm getting where I carry that Max Pedition. Max Pedition makes an awesome concealed carry shoulder bag type thing. It's not a big purse looking deal. It's a really neat bag. They make two sizes of them, and one of them is called the Fat Boy. And I don't know if the other one's called the Skinny Boy or what, but the other one's a little smaller than the Fat Boy, or maybe there's a Fat Boy 1 and Fat Boy 2, I don't know. But anyway, look them up. They're really, really nice carry vehicles there. And High Plains Drifter, I know that people claim that carrying openly makes you a target. I disagree very much. Well, we haven't got time to go into it that much tonight, but I disagree. Primarily, I disagree because the 99% of the people out there don't even notice that you're carrying. If there's a robbery or something going on, number one, the guys coming in probably don't even notice to start with. Number two, they're coming there to rob something, not to kill somebody. Most of them are there to get their money. They're not interested in complicating things by having to shoot somebody. The majority of them, and we know this, it's a statistical fact, that when they do spot someone wearing a gun, that they go somewhere else. 100% of the time, no, probably not. But often it is a fact that they choose another target because they do not want to take that risk. Is it possible that you'd become a target? Yes, it is. I think it is every bit as possible that you would become a target if you're not carrying one, that they are carrying it where they can't see it because they can't see it. If you take a young man, if you take an individual that, hang on here a second. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm back. If you take someone that, how would I say this? Let's take somebody that is 125 pounds, 140 pounds, slim, frail, older person maybe, not carrying a gun. Those people, I think, are every bit as much the target as a person that is carrying a gun openly. I don't think that these people, we've studied this. I know, overwhelmingly, like I said, not 100% of the time. Has it happened? Certainly it has. We have no indication of how many times it has not happened because someone was carrying openly. Case in point was down at a Shoney's down in Georgia, where someone, a young punk, went into a Shoney's down there and promptly walked out and went down the hill behind the store where a car was waiting running, and he got down there. Well, about that time, an astute and observant cop noticed that what was going on, the car running, four or five people in the car, lights out. He went down there and put the lights on them and checked them out. Well, here's what they found out. The young guy went up to Shoney's to case the place and see what was happening, to see if it looked like a good target. His observation, No, it was not, because there was two men sitting at the counter, open carrying, and he said, this is not going to be a good place. Well, they found that out when the cops stopped them.
So, and again, I want to say that there certainly have been times when this may have been a problem. The only one that I know of right off the top of my head was in Wisconsin, that actually helped them get their concealed carry law passed, because open carry was legal, concealed carry was not. A guy was forced to carry openly because he wanted to carry a gun. However, he was not paying attention to what was going on. Somebody come up behind him, grabbed his gun, and robbed him with his own gun. So, yes, that can happen. But you absolutely have to. Your mindset has to change. Your mannerisms, how you conduct yourself, how you move, how you look at people, it all has to change. If you're going to carry openly, if you're not willing to adopt that lifestyle, then open carry is not for you. Don't do it. It is not at all unreasonable to think that someone could take that gun away from you, and maybe just run away with the gun, not even rob you or anything, just take it like they was taking a purse. Protect that gun. At all costs, protect that gun. Okay, with that little bit of wisdom there, I think I'll get on out of here. It has been an hour or so. As it stands now, everything is good for this coming Wednesday. And show should be should go on as scheduled. And again, Friday, Liberty Lounge and High Plains Drifter. Liberty Lounge is what you was talking about when you emailed me earlier. That is the music night. Friday is when we have Liberty Lounge. That is the all music version of the Shooting Bench. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you come back and join us. And that goes for all of you. And like I said, get some of your friends to go. We got a meager population here tonight, and like I said, that partly due because I was late, and partly because of the outages out there. But tell your friends, get people in here. Let me tell you real quick. Most of you are starting to get this here. It's 8 o'clock Mondays. Often I will go 2 hours on Monday, but it's not guaranteed. Because of circumstances sometimes. Sometimes it's very difficult for me to do a show, period, much less 2 hours. So I appreciate you giving me a little bit of leeway on that. Wednesdays, unless some extenuating circumstance happens, will always be 1 hour. And as it stands right now, it is still starting at 8:30. 8:30 to 9:30. It may possibly change in the future, but right now, still, for the last several months, it started at 8:30. Fridays, I try to be very on time and religious with that show. I screw it up once in a while, but rarely. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Pacific time. And by the way, Pacific time was what the other times were, too, so you guys figure it out. So that's the way it is, and for the time being, that's the way it's going to be. Speaking of Liberty Lounge, right now, as I spreken, there is a Liberty Lounge being lined up and ready for you here. So when this show goes away, Liberty Lounge is going to be following right behind it. So I will see you all Wednesday, and I thank you for joining me.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.